robot. So once Malika gives us the go-ahead, we'll start. All right, we've got Jack 6029. Go ahead and hit a buzzer for me. Go ahead and hit a buzzer. There's your favorite color. All right, I want you to tell me the letter you see, the picture, and another word that starts with that letter.
A apple attic.
Nice, good word.
B boing.
We just talked about that, yeah.
C cookie cook. D duck.
What opens the room for us?
Door.
Nice.
E elephant.
What do chickens lay?
Egg. E fish.
What was that letter?
F fish. Fan.
Good thinking.
G guitar. Go. H house. Harry.
I saw the thinking on that one.
Ice is. J juice. Jack.
There you go.
K key kite.
What's the opposite of yes? Any guesses? What are you saying? If you say yes, the opposite is?
Pass. I guess my count is six. O, orange octopus. P, plate. Pan.
Sorry about that. Maybe I'll try it the other way. There we go.
Q, quack.
Q's hard, huh? What do you do if you stop playing a game early?
Quack.
Mm-hmm.
R, red.
If it's not a square, another shape that's like that is called a
rectangle.
Good guess.
S, spider. Spout.
Good word.
T, table.
What hens is green and has a shell?
Turtle.
Mm-hmm.
U, umbrella, up. V, vacuum. Vein.
Right.
W, watch. Wonder.
That's a good word.
X, x-ray.
This one's hard. We can skip this one if you want.
Why yogurt? Yap. Zebra. Zap.
Awesome job. Hit a buzzer for me. Made it through one activity. Get a buzzer.
Great job.
Orange for the next one. Tell me the numbers.
I'm actually going to switch this and get it ready for y'all.
Oh, thank you. Tell me the number you see.
1, 2, 3, 4. Five. Does this go all the way up to 100?
Not exactly.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
What is that? Did I trick you? What's this number?
20. 25, 30, 40, 4, 50, mm-hmm. 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 102, 200,
uh-huh.
500, 1,000.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me everything on this page? And then if you know the answer, you can tell me. So what do you see?
9 plus 7.
What is this?
Equals.
You can just give me a guess and then we can move on.
You can do it.
12?
Close. It's 16. Let's try this one.
19 plus 1. 20.
Plus 1.
Minus 1. Ha! 18.
Do you have any idea what this value means? What is that?
I don't know.
All right, we'll move on from there. Go ahead and hit a buzzer. We're all done with numbers. Noise. Okay, give us 1 second, then we'll get pictures from Malika and do that one.
Almost done.
So are you wearing green and hitting the green buzzer a lot because green's your favorite color? Do you have a lot of green clothes? Makes sense. My favorite color is purple, and I do the same thing.
Stop.
Today.
Wristband.
Is it kind of itchy?
Yeah.
It's easy to spot them when you're like in places like this, like stick them in bright neon color.
Yeah, yeah.
And then if you run it out, you know exactly where he is. It's so easy to find
him. Yeah, exactly.
But there's other kids wearing them.
Oh, she's talking about your shirt.
Your shirt. And you had your jacket on earlier, which is even brighter.
Yeah.
No, my phone's. No, my thing is even brighter.
Kind of funny. Everybody looks in here. You start to know what a zoo animal feels like. Everybody looking in on you. You know what? We're gonna skip and do one activity, and then we'll come back. Okay. So, tell me what this guy's doing, and step by step how you would do it. Okay.
Eating.
Is he?
Brushing his teeth.
There you go. Can you tell me step by step how you brush your teeth? What do you do first? You take out
the toothbrush and wash it, and then you put toothpaste on it, and then start brushing.
Uh-huh. For how long do you brush?
9 seconds.
Okay. And then what do?
Spit.
Mm-hmm. You spit and then you walk away with the brush in your hand?
No. Put down the brush and toothpaste.
All right. What's this guy doing, and how do you do that?
Washing his hands.
Okay, how do you wash your hands?
Okay.
No, we're going to do this whole activity, then do a different one. So how do you wash your hands? First you...
wet in your hands, get soap, scrub, and then wash, and then rinse, and then dry.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Easy. Tying your shoe. That's a hard one.
That is. How do you put your shoes on that don't have the ties on them?
They're slip-ons.
Mm-hmm. Tell me with your words.
Well, so I just slide them right here and then Velcro them.
Good description.
He's making cereal. Mm-hmm. Get out the cereal, get a bowl, get a glass, get a spoon, pour the cereal in, put the milk in, and put a glass of orange juice or milk or anything, and then eat.
What's your favorite kind of cereal you like to eat?
The Captain Crunch.
Oh, that's a really good one. Whoops. What's he doing?
Putting on his clothes.
Okay, and what clothes do you put on first, in what order?
Oh, whoops.
Use your words.
Shirt, underwear, pants, shoes, socks, shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Making cupcakes.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Have you made cupcakes before?
That's a...
You made a cake for Grandma D, remember?
Yeah, but I can't remember.
Yeah, so you probably have a bunch of ingredients, and then what do you do with them?
Cook.
Yeah, how do you get them all together in cake form? You put them in a bowl and... Not sure? Mm-hmm. Once you mix them together, you have the batter.
Pour.
Yeah, that's a good word. Mm-hmm. And then when you're ready to go into the...
Oven.
Mm-hmm. That's a good description. What's going on here?
Playing.
What?
Playing.
Playing what?
With paint.
Mm-hmm. So how do you paint?
First you get a brush, then get paint, then you get the paintbrush in, and then...
Mm-hmm, exactly. What are some things you like to paint, or you can paint?
Mm-hmm.
Faces, is that what you did?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Buckling in.
Mm-hmm. Why is that important to do that?
Because it's safe.
Mm-hmm, good point. What are they doing here?
Eating?
Yeah, kind of. Is she...
Feeding!
Yeah. Have you ever played pretend like that with any stuffed animals? No? Do you play pretend in general? What do you like to play pretend about instead?
Dinosaurs.
Oh, that's fun. So have you been to the dinosaur exhibit downstairs yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. What's he doing?
Dressing up.
Mm-hmm. Do you have dress-up clothes at home?
Yeah.
What do you like to dress up as?
Ghostbuster.
What'd you say?
Ghostbuster.
Oh, that's awesome. You like those movies? Is that what you're going to be for Halloween, or are you going to be something different?
I'm going to be Ghostbuster.
That's fun. What are they doing?
Playing.
Playing what?
Tag, I think?
Mm-hmm. What are they on?
A slide.
When you're at a playground, is a slide your favorite thing to do there, or something else?
A slide.
The slide, yeah, that's pretty fun. This one doesn't look as high as the ones I like to go on, though. Do you like really tall slides?
Like medium.
Medium, mm-hmm. What's he doing?
Playing soccer.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the rules of soccer?
Try to kick it in your goal.
Yeah, that's basically the rules of the game. And do you play soccer?
Yeah, I used to.
Mm-hmm. Or do you play another sport now?
I play baseball.
Oh, that's fun, too. What's the point of baseball?
You gotta catch the ball.
Just catch?
No, you gotta also bat.
What are they doing?
Playing.
With what?
Cubes.
Mm-hmm. They look kind of like blocks, right? Do you play with blocks, or do you play with Legos, or what do you play
Legos.
With? What do you build with Legos?
Houses and, like... towers.
Mm-hmm.
I build like some ships.
Yeah. Those are pretty, I like building ships with Legos. That's pretty cool to pretend with. What are they doing?
Swinging.
Mm-hmm. Or do you swing like that, or do you do it differently?
I do it by myself.
Oh, how do you get higher and higher? Use your words.
Kick.
Mm-hmm. What do they do?
Sharing.
Do you share with anybody? What do you share?
pretzels.
That's nice. What's he doing?
Thinking.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the things you think that deeply about?
Mom and Dad.
All right, all done with this activity. Go ahead and hit a buzzer for me.
Okay, the last buzzer.
Last buzzer? No, it's not. I didn't say that.
You're doing an awesome job.
All right, take a seat. We'll get to do this one that we
but
are.
I already did all the...
Right, we did all the buzzers, but you're going to get to repeat them. All right, take a look at my pictures here. I've got a rock.
Two what?
Two
rocks.
Mm-hmm. This is a yag.
Two yags.
Perfect. This is a kel.
Two kels. Slide. Two slides.
Perfect. This is a pint.
Pint. Two pints.
This Purse. Is a bag, I'll call it.
Two purses.
What if you use my word?
Bag.
So two...
bags.
Mm-hmm. This is a yak.
Two yaks.
This is a smide.
Two smides.
This is a bell.
Bell. Two bells. Lamp.
A light, we'll call it.
Two lights.
This is a cup.
Two cups.
This is a brib.
Two bribs.
This is
a wing. Mip. Two mips.
This is a foo.
Foo.
A foo. Mm-hmm.
Two foos.
This is a snack, we'll call it.
Two snacks.
This is a crib.
Two cribs.
This is a duck.
Two ducks.
I said a dup.
Dup.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then we have two...
dups.
Good listening.
Shoe.
Yep.
Two shoes.
This is a skack.
Skack. Two skacks.
And this is a ship. Yep.
Two ships.
Perfect. Hit another buzzer. That one was so speedy and easy. Go ahead. Hit a button.
Great job.
All right. Now, Jibo's going to tell us what to do for this one.
Today, we're going to do an activity together. I'm going to show you some pictures, and you're going to tell me about them.
All right. Let's see what there is.
Look at the picture.
Alright, you heard the robot. What do you see?
Fish, a person, a lion, grass, a lily pad. Why is that fish's head upside down?
I don't know. They're kind of weird looking, aren't they? Is there anything else weird about them? The fish?
They're upside down.
Yeah, that's what you were telling me, yeah. All right, anything else up here? Look close.
A boat.
Mm-hmm.
With a lion in the boat, a dragonfly.
Mm-hmm. So why do you think the lion and the boy are in the boat? Use your imagination. Tell me how you think they might have gotten here in the story.
In a boat?
Mm-hmm. Why did they end up in the boat together? Is there any scenario that you could imagine yourself getting into a boat with a lion?
Probably the lion jumped in.
That makes sense. Was he lying in wait underwater? Or was he on land? How would he get in? You're doing so good. You kind of told me.
He probably jumped on.
Yeah, probably jumped on. So where do you think they are? What part of the world?
The jungle.
Mm-hmm.
With an upside down fish.
Yeah. Anything else you think might be in these waters or around here? So where do you think they're going to be headed now?
I don't know.
You can make it up. If you were in a boat with a lion, would you be going somewhere, trying to get out as fast as possible, or what would you be doing?
Trying to swim.
Yeah, swim away. That makes sense. Anything else you see in this picture can tell me about? All right. Please try not to touch the mic or we're going to hear a shh sound, okay?
Put your arm down, Jack. No.
All right, what do you see here? We only have four of these.
Cars, a sock, a girl, goggles, a paper airplane, a window, a tree. a fish.
So what is he doing? What does it look like he's doing?
Just standing on pillows.
Mm-hmm. Why would he be doing that?
To probably fly that thing out the window.
Yeah. Looks like he's about to throw it there, too. Well, is he dressed normally? Is that how you would dress if you're in your bedroom? What is he wearing?
A costume.
A costume. Okay, so who is he pretending to be? What does it look like?
A pilot.
Oh, okay. Yep, yep. And so is this part of, is this real life? Like, what's going on up here?
That's just pretend.
It's just pretend? Okay, cool.
It's probably just, like, paper airplanes getting, like, hanged by strings.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Does his room look like your room?
Nope.
Why?
Because I don't have clothes in my room.
That makes sense. Is there anything else that's different about it from your room?
I don't have a fish in my room. Okay. I have a betta fish in my kitchen.
Okay, so it's pretty close.
But we come from Indiana, so yeah.
Pretty far away, huh? Well, you're doing really good telling me about this picture. Anything else you can think of to say? All right, here's the next one.
Here's an octopus, a light bulb, and a checkboard, goggles, a mouse, and another mouse books. Scientist.
How could you tell she was a scientist?
The goggles.
I'm not wearing goggles, and I'm a scientist. Oh, the coat. No, the coat is a dead giveaway. You're right. You're right. There we go.
And the goggles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what is she? What is she holding? What do you think she's doing with that?
She's trying to turn it on without electricity.
Yeah, that's a good experiment to do. What is this guy doing?
Watching.
Do you think a scientist would just let an octopus watch her while she does a light bulb experiment? I know, it's kind of a silly picture. Well, what does it look like he's holding her doing?
Magnifying stuff.
Oh, okay.
Reading.
Like organization in the lab?
Yeah.
And then, are these mice supposed to be here? Okay, so you think they what, snuck in? Or, okay, just to look for stuff or food? Or
probably what? Just watching.
Just everybody's watching the scientists. That's anything else you could see here in the background?
Nope.
A what?
A DNA strip.
Oh, wow, yeah, that's exactly right. Do you know what any of these things are?
Glass bottles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, apparently for experiments. Huh? Anything else? All right, last one in this activity. What's going on here?
Picking vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a giant onion in your hand.
Okay.
There's a goat and clouds. A snail.
Kind of a lot of them. Have you ever seen that many in one place? And something is weird about this. Like, is she really small or is everything else really big?
I think everything else is really big.
That makes sense. Okay. And so who is she then in this scenario?
A farmer, I think?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been on a farm? What did you do when you were on the farm?
I rode a tractor.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So she doesn't look like she has a tractor, but what does she have to help her?
A shovel.
Mm-hmm. So you think this is her farm, or is she just working there?
I think she's just working there.
Okay. Anything else you can tell me about this? All right, go ahead and hit a buzzer. You made it through those pictures.
Wait, did I hit?
Whichever one you want.
I hit that one.
You're doing great.
Do you know how to sound out words or read a little yet? You can read?
Only a little, Mom.
Can you just try to sound out here at the beginning?
These are way too many words for me.
We only would just do this much. And then we'd be done with this section.
JC loves to cheer. She asks what a voice. She knows all of the words to a cheer. JC wants to try out the cheddar team at school. There is one problem: to be a good cheerleader. She also secretly must a good t-shirt. Hey, I know I read that one. Dances JC Prince Person got stuck right here with this word.
This word? Can you give me a guess and then I'll tell you? You're doing good. So start to sound it out and then I'll tell you what it is.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. That one's a tough one. Practices. Keep going. You're almost there.
With her friends, she puts with her neighbor and with her sister. She even problems on Just Dance. On the oil one is time to try out of the for the team. JC is ready to dance. She is not scared. She has practiced all the moves. She is expecting her cheer.
Good job. Thank you for trying that. You did awesome. And sounding it out is all that we need for you. Okay? So go ahead and hit two buzzers. That was great. We're going to our last thing. Go ahead and hit a buzzer. Oh, two buzzers, like I said. At the same time. Wow, that's
great
sound
job.
Sound overload. We're only going to look at a few of my favorite pictures here, then we'll be done. So I want you to tell me everything
space.
You see here.
I see space.
Yep.
And she has a cattail.
It's kind of a weird looking. It's kind of a weird looking space picture, huh? What else do you see in there?
A rocket. I see Saturn. A meteor. A flying saucer. Jupiter. Another Saturn. Three flowers, I think, or strawberries. Comets. Stars. A rope, which I thought that was cattail. A rope.
Yeah, now it looks like it's connected to her, huh? Is this what you would expect to see in space, or is something weird going on here?
There's a flying saucer.
Yeah, that would be...
And there's two Saturns.
Yeah, not what you would expect. Awesome, anything else? Let's see. What's going on here? What do you see?
A frog wearing a crown and a cup.
This is why I like these pictures. These are my silly pictures. Would you ever see, what would you do if you walked into your living room and you saw this?
I would put it in a frog tank.
Oh, like a container or something?
And just keep it.
Maybe as a pet? Yeah, it looks like that'd be a good pet. How cute is that? What's going on here?
A giraffe at the library.
Why do you think it's a library?
Eating pages.
Oh, I see what you mean. That looks kind of like a page of a book. Yeah, these ones, I would turn and run if I saw that. I would not know what's going on in that library.
Yeah.
What's he doing then?
Chilling.
Mm-hmm. Any other ideas about what's going on here?
A giant sandwich.
Yeah, that's the extra weird thing. In a library?
Yeah.
What do you think's in the sandwich?
Cheese.
Yum. Yeah, you can tell that there.
Cheesy.
Nice. What's this?
Coins.
Uh-huh.
With a pig. Yeah, with a snout. Or should I say a pig with a mouth with wings and on a sofa, and she has a party hat on.
Wow, that is a lot of unrelated things in the same picture. So, in what scenario, what fantasy world is this possible? Like, what is she doing? Not sure?
Mm-hmm. Party hat? At a party?
That makes sense. There you go. Anything else? Any ideas about this picture? Kind of nervous about that picture? Why? Because if you saw a bear in a grocery store, you'd be unnerved. Why do you think she's acting normal?
I don't know.
Okay. Oh, this is my favorite one. What, can you tell me what you see?
A pig in the bath.
Why is that so silly, huh? Where would you expect a pig to be? Not in the bathtub. Where
would
it be? Mud! I know, that's what makes it so silly. Alright, last one. Nervous about this one, too? Wait, how come you weren't scared of the lion, but now you're scared of the bear and the tiger? What do you see? Tell me what you see, and we can move on from this picture.
Teeth.
Teeth? Just teeth? Well, who do the teeth belong to? What is it?
Tiger.
Mm-hmm. And who's the tiger with?
A person. That makes no sense.
Why not?
Because it's brushing its hair.
Yeah, huh. I think this kid is the handler of this tiger. What world are we living in? Anything else you see here? No? All right, well, you did awesome. You made it through all of our activities. Go ahead and hit all the buzzers if you want to. I'll take that off.